BTV News. BTV with news update. Broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update. Broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to BTV News.
Since the beginning of this year, the province has attracted 37 investment projects with a total registered capital of 13.6 trillion Vietnam dong, an increase of 105.5% in the number of new projects and a surge of over 408.5% in total capital compared to the same period in 2024. Among these, 31 are domestic projects with over 11.7 trillion dong in registered capital, while 6 are foreign invested, totaling more than 1.9 trillion Vietnam dong. Of the 23 projects located outside economic and industrial zones, Phu My District attracted 6 projects, Taesung District 5, Quy Nhơn City, Phu Cát and Vĩnh Thành District 3 each, and Hoa Nhơn Town along with An Lão and Vân Canh districts secure 1 project each. Across Bình Định province, 39 existing projects have been adjusted, adding a total 2.2 trillion Vietnam dong in additional capital.
The People's Committee of Bình Định Province has issued a plan to organize activities in response to the 2025 National Week for Disaster Prevention and Control, with the theme Resilient Communities Adapting to Disasters. The campaign will be concentrated throughout May. The Provincial Department of Agriculture and Environment is working closely with the People's Committees of districts, towns, and city to roll out public awareness and engagement activities on disaster prevention, targeting government officials, civil servants, public employees, and workers across local agencies and units. Departments, sectors, armed forces, and socio-political organizations across the province have been tasked with proactivity, organizing and implementing activities aligned with their respective conditions and operational contexts.
In June 2025, Bình Định Province will hold 2 major exams, the high school entrance exam for 10th grade and the national high school graduation exam. To ensure the exams are conducted safely, seriously, objectively, fairly, and in full compliance with regulations, the chairman of the Provincial People's Committee has issued a directive on exam organization across the province. According to the directive, the Department of Education and Training is tasked with the guiding the implementation of both the 2025 high school graduation exam and the 10th grade entrance exam for 2025-2026 academic year, in accordance with the plan approved by the Provincial People's Committee. The Provincial Police Department has been assigned to proactively develop plans and deploy forces to maintain security, traffic safety, and fire prevention at exam sites. Relevant departments and agencies are also required to coordinate with the Department of Education and Training to ensure the successful organization of all exams in 2025.
Bình Định's Department of Agriculture and Environment has publicly released a 24/7 environmental hotline at 0914-842-109 to receive reports of pollution and environmental violations. Between 2017 and 2024, the Provincial Department of Nature Resources and Environment, in coordination with district-level authorities, resolved 30 cases reported through local hotlines. At the provincial level, 109 reports were received via the environmental hotline and have been all thoroughly addressed. From 2022 to 2024, the department, along with the Provincial Economic Zone Authority, conducted 167 inspections of facilities under its environmental jurisdiction. During the same period, relevant provincial agencies inspected 423 production, business, and service establishments, uncovering violations and imposing fines, totally nearly 4.5 billion Vietnam dong. And that's the end of the news today. Thank you for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.